Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuhi tēnei, your 95 BFM breakfast with Rosetta and Millie. It is 20 minutes to 9 and we're very lucky to be joined by a special guest, Morena Julian Dine.
Morena, thanks for having me.
Of course, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. Nice. Really looking forward to chatting about this exciting couple of gigs you've got happening tomorrow night at Te Whatu Stardome Observatory, The Circling Sun. This is very exciting. It's been a wee while since you guys played a gig.
Yeah, we've been sort of hunkering back and holding off a bit, but we got offered this Stardome show and it just seemed like the perfect fit. So we... Yeah, we've been planning it for a while, but happy that it's coming up tomorrow.
Cool. I know you broke your leg earlier in the year, and I'm curious how the recovery has gone.
I'm back to being match fit for the drumming side of things, but yeah, it's been a pretty horrible year to be fair. But
yeah,
I'm getting better. Yeah, getting there slowly. Yeah.
Oh, good on you. Yeah.
Anyone? Yeah.
Can't be easy recovering from that as a drummer.
No. Luckily, it was my left leg, which is not my kick drum leg, so it's not as vital, but still vital. But getting there.
Mm-hmm. Well, exciting to see you guys make a grand return. The Circling Sun, you've sort of always had a bit of a cosmic, spacey vibe in terms of the sonics, but also the visuals, and you put out an album called Orbits this year. So it does feel like the stars have aligned somewhat for this.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, like, yeah, those very obvious signifiers there, and they can be seen perhaps as a bit lofty or perhaps, I don't know, a bit abstract, but we really believe in the kind of, in the ethos around it, you know, particularly just kind of like a notion of it, of the other, and the freedom to do whatever you want, and astral worlds or astral kind of templates.
I feel like that's something that it's not a new thing, this sort of connection between the like intergalactic themes and like spiritual jazz. I just think of like Sun Ra and stuff. Like, this is
totally,
it's been around, eh?
Absolutely. Yep.
So cool.
Since Egypt. And the Stardome's, you know, as a venue is pretty remarkable too. Like experientially, you're kind of seated in these huge seats that kind of tilt backwards, and the astral images are projected like on the dome above you. So it's quite, I think it's quite a cool, you know, way to enjoy a concert. You know, you don't have to look at musicians the whole time, and you can if you want, but there's plenty of visual feast going on above you.
A real multi-sensory experience. I'm enjoying the fact that the Stardome is doing more music-related stuff, but I haven't seen a band there before, so I feel like it's going to be a real cool sort of new experience.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. And we've got RNZ coming in to record it as well, to document it too. So
how special.
It should be cool. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Cool. And you have the Love Affinity Choir as well?
That's right, yeah. That's always a kind of fluctuating cast of participants. Matt Hunter, Kenny Sterling, is the sort of choir director, so he sort of corrals everyone, excuse the pun. And it's just a group of incredible artists in their own right, so... We're just floored to have so many amazing people joining us and contributing to the sonic melee.
Mm-hmm. It must be a lot to coordinate everyone's schedules. That's the thing about having a bit of a super group, isn't it? Everyone's busy with lots of different projects on the go.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. I mean, this one, thankfully, we had quite a huge lead-in time, so we could kind of like nail everyone down in a few months ahead of their busy schedules. But yeah, no, it's everybody's kind of highly in demand for other projects, and has, you know, lots of people have families, and yeah, but it's worth it, you know, like we really all love playing together, and it's just such an incredible group of musicians and human beings. So really looking forward to it.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking if someone asked me to play at the Stardom, I'd cancel everything.
Exactly. Yes.
I'd be on the phone to that babysitter, like, look. Yeah, that's such an awesome place to play. Do you feel, like, really privileged that you're getting to play at the Stardom?
Yeah, absolutely. I have long wanted to do something there. I remember back many, many years ago, HDU did a show there.
Oh, cool.
I was thinking, that's, like, the best kind of, like, idea for a place to play. And then I think they didn't really do much there for, like, for at least, 10, 15 years. And then Mata TK recently did something there with Troy Kingy and some other people. So I think they're kind of opening up more to different artists to do things, particularly around Matariki. And here's hoping they make it a kind of regular destination for different acts, because it is pretty special.
Mm. So the details, if anyone's just tuning in and wondering what we're chatting about, this is the Circling Sun and the Love Affinity Choir are playing tomorrow night, Wednesday, December 17th at Te Whatu Stardom Observatory. There's a 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. show. The 7 p.m. is sold out, but you can still get tickets for the 9 p.m. if you go to stardom.org.nz.
There's only a few tickets left for the 9 p.m. So if you are thinking about it, I would recommend you know how people always say that stuff? It's like we're down to the last 10 tickets or so.
This is not a drill.
Yeah, it's not a drill. Yeah, it's the actual truth.
Julian's actually under oath right now, so we know that that's true.
Yeah. I'm contractually obliged to tell you, no, I'm serious. Come on. it'll be really fun. So if you are on the fence, I hope you make the decision to push the button and come along.
Get off the fence. Wonderful. Looking forward to 2026. What's the plans for the Circling Sun, do you reckon?
We've got lots of big kind of maybes in the sky, international touring and stuff, like we've been asked to play at a few jazz festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just got lots of, wrangling and logistical things to kind of consider to see how we can make these things work. So the big plan is, to do... to hopefully do the Montreal Jazz Festival next year.
Wow.
And we're definitely going to Australia in March, which is pretty exciting, and hopefully more shows around the country.
So cool. Can't wait to see what you guys get up to in 2026. But in the meantime, really, really love the album from this year, Orbits. So
Thank
special.
You.
And really excited for tomorrow night. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks,
Julian. The Circling Sun circles the earth next year, I reckon.
Wonderful.
I'm manifesting it for you, Julian. Thank you for chatting to us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
Ka kite.
Bye.
Ka kite.